It's live. It's local. It's what Pittsburgh's talking about. Mike Pintek, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Well, here it is, new sheriff in town come January. Tom Corbett, Republican governor, and both houses of state legislature will be in Republican hands. House Majority Leader-elect Mike Terzai from Bradford Woods, Republican, North Hills. He's been pushing for this for a long time. Divest, get out of the liquor business, he says, and the state can make a lot more money, and they need it right now. Momentum is building. He will be the point man for Governor Corbett. This time, it could happen. And I know that because the unions that represent the clerks, or the union that represents the liquor store clerks, are worried. On the line with us right now, Wendell Young, the president of United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1776, out here in western Pennsylvania. Wendell.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
You guys are scared, aren't you, that this time it's going to happen?
Well, Mike, we never take for granted the threat to our members' jobs and this issue of privatization, because the interests that push for privatization have a lot of money, they're well-financed. They'll say anything to accomplish their goal, whether it's true or not. We've seen that in each of the three attempts in the history of this issue by three different governors. But we're prepared, and we have done our homework, as we always have before. And I believe that as this gets the bright light of the legislative process and the nonsense that's being talked about out there right now starts to diminish, that, as in the past, the legislators will see that they can't afford to privatize it, and the Pennsylvanians will not be better off by privatization, just like we saw recently in Virginia under Republican control, the governor, and in Washington State. The issues aren't really any different there than they are here.
Wait a minute. In Virginia, you had a Republican governor who has been belt-tightening and cutting, not raising taxes. What does that have to do with the liquor system?
Well, in McDonald's, Governor McDonald's program, what he said is he wanted to sell it to fund long overdue and much needed road construction, much like we have a budget deficit. He doesn't have the money in his budget. He wanted to sell the state store system there. It's called ABC Stores. And the first people to come out against him were his own leaders in the legislature in both houses from the Republican Party, who said, wait a minute, we can't afford this. This is like shooting the goose that laid the golden egg. We get a lot of revenue in. Nothing here supports the idea that we're going to get as much revenue in, and the auction amount's not going to be what you say it is. The more they drill down into the theories that it'll do better, and I call it theories because if you ask Mike Terzai, and I did ask him, and I've been on the air.
Well, I've talked to Mike, too. Mike has been on
$2 billion, but he pulls that out of the air. He has nothing substantive to say that the state's going to get $2 billion.
But you're pulling stuff out of the air, too, but when you say, oh, no, it's not going to be too, because you don't know that.
Well, I know this. Here's what I do know. For the state to generate $2 billion under his proposal, it's a 700, take out a calculator, Mike. There's 750 licensees. That's more than the current state stores in Pennsylvania. There's 620 or so. And another 100 wholesale licenses. Just say 850. That's more than $2.3 million per license. There's not another state in the nation that gets $2.3 million or more for every license. The auction will never generate.
How many state liquor stores exist right now?
It's about 620.
Okay, so they're going to add about 100, what is that? 100, I can't do the math. 170 more, something like that. What's that?
I said either can Terzai.
Now, see, now that's 129. I'm sorry. 129 more stores, approximately. That's what he's talking about doing. And then you got the, so wait a minute. So you're saying that you don't think that those licenses would be worth that much?
No, well, they're not. Here's why.
Not everyone is going to be worth $2 million, but some are going to be worth more than that.
Actually, if you do the math, Mike, take out a calculator and do the math. Take $2 billion and divide it by the 850 licenses he's going to sell. He would have to sell every license, everyone, for about a little over $2.3 million. You know, right across the road from me in New Jersey, most licenses sell from $50,000 to $250,000. And in Pennsylvania, in smaller towns, outside of big metropolitan, densely populated, high-volume areas, no one's going to pay anything near $1 million or $2 million. So for every one that you don't get $2.3 million for, you have to get significantly more from the remaining ones.
Well, that was, so and you don't
people pay that kind of money for liquor licenses. Why are they going to do it here?
And you don't think he can do that? You don't think they can?
You know, it's been proven.
Well, wait a minute.
Let's
if you
back. Let's
hold
back,
on a
Mike.
Second,
I'm gonna tell you why I think it can't be done.
And you can do that. Hold on, just a second though. The liquor licenses will be one thing. There's also the wholesale license, which should be worth
don't
a lot more.
The wholesale in there for the whole 850.
No, I'm saying to you that you can have some licenses that don't go for $2 million, but some licenses, like the wholesale license, are going to go for a hell of a lot more because they're worth more.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
If you're a wholesaler and you're selling to all these...
Mike Terzai's bill calls for the state to still control the wholesale end of the business. It's just going to use 100 distributors as middlemen. The state's still going to control it, so they don't have wide margins and flexibility and parameters to go out and make more money.
No, the wholesale is going to be in private, and retail is going to be in private hands. I don't know where you're getting the state controlling. When he wants to get out of it, he wants the state out of it, period. All the LCB is going to do at that point is regulate, which is what
so
it should be doing in the first place.
Why do you think that the wholesale licenses are going to generate the difference between what the 750 retail licenses won't bring in?
Well, what I do know is that once they add more stores, you're going to get taxes from all of the stores, which you don't get now.
Well, that's not true. You
yes, it is true, because the state's not paying tax.
Most of these people are going to go and register in Delaware, since there's a loophole in Pennsylvania called the Delaware loophole, and they're not going to pay any taxes to Pennsylvania other than the retail taxes that the consumer's currently paying and the state's currently collecting. So where's this more?
They're not going to pay taxes as businesses operating in Pennsylvania. You're not claiming that all of them are going to incorporate in Delaware. Oh, come on.
In Delaware and they'll pay no state
mom and pop stores are not going to incorporate in Delaware.
There aren't going to be mom and pop stores in this business.
Sure there are.
Why
that's the whole point of this.
Mom and pop stores?
They're going to be mom and pop stores
and
they're going to be chain stores.
Do you know have $2 to $3 million to buy a liquor license?
Those are the
mom and pops.
Jeez. You know, you guys, I'll tell you what, I can tell how defensive you guys are that this is really serious this time.
I think
you guys see the writing on the wall now.
Mike, there is not one independent study anywhere that's been done of privatization that shows a state made out better through privatization. Now, what there is a huge body of studies of actual data that shows that states lost money, didn't get the money on the auctions they expected. Many states ended up upping there, if you look at Iowa, West Virginia, and others, the amount of licenses to try and make up the difference.
You know what?
Which devalued the value of the license. And let's go back to where the $2 billion comes
from. Okay, hold on
a second.
Here's
what's published. Mike Terzai said, quote, if Tom Ridge was able to get $1 billion for it, after all these years, we could certainly get $2 billion or more. Now, in the legislative process during Tom Ridge's push, he hired Price Waterhouse, the governor did, to put together the proposal. And in the final days of the House hearings, Price Waterhouse officials admitted that the numbers were flawed based on flawed information provided by the governor's administration and that it wouldn't net anywhere near $1 billion. And when asked how much, they said it's impossible to tell, but it's probably significant. When asked what that meant, they said half or less.
All right.
So where's Mike Terzai?
Okay. All right.
$1 billion.
Stop right there. I got to take a break. We're going to continue this in a moment. We're going to talk some more about this, about what Pennsylvanians want, and about why I still don't buy your argument and what you're selling. 116 KDKA.
Mike Pintek. Live, local. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
And we're talking about the liquor system in Pennsylvania and the defensiveness of the clerks' union. The president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Wendell Young, represents the state store workers. And I think you guys are really scared this time. I think you seriously see the writing on the wall. But
well, you're
by the
right, Mike, I am defensive.
Wait a minute.
Very aggressive so that people know the truth.
Okay. You don't know where Terzai got the figures.
Oh, yes, I do, because he was
quoted. Reason wait, wait.
Mike Terzai was quoted,
sir,
and he said it on a radio show I was on, so I'm taking his own word.
Sir,
don't tell me I don't know where he
sir,
got it from.
Okay, the Reason Foundation, back in 2007, came up with their own figures. They're a public policy organization. Are you familiar with them?
Yes.
And okay,
they
and they say,
and they were
of course, they were wrong.
People
yeah,
who
that's
favor
right.
private.
That's right. And you guys are representing union members who would lose jobs if this goes through. So you have vested interest in trying to convince me that it doesn't make sense.
That was funded by those
and I'm telling you,
either privatized or not privatized.
$1.7 billion, 2007 was what it was worth. You know what? You can't win an argument by continuing to talk over me, all right? You won't even address the point.
And you want to be able to just shut me off.
I wanted to shut you off, I would, but I'm asking you to respond to the point that the Reason Foundation came up in 2007. They came up with those numbers. $1.7 billion is what it would be worth if it's auctioned off. And you said you made a misstatement, too, when you said that they're not going to do the wholesale. Yes, they are. That's
Who
all part of it.
Who is funding the Reason Foundation? Who funded the study? Why don't you go?
Who funds you? Give me a break here. You're both biased, then, is what you're trying to claim.
Study, Mike, I don't point to one study funded by the UFC.
Well, okay, according to your logic, then, every state in this country, save two, Utah and us, should re-establish their own control of alcohol and the retail and wholesale level because it makes so much more financial sense, right?
There are about 19 states who have various degrees or types of control.
But according to your argument,
I believe 17.
They'd be better off if they all just went back to the way we have it.
Control retail, and there is not.
So the hell with the consumer, the hell with the customer.
You see, here I am trying to answer, Mike. You and I did this drill before last time I was on. You like to interrupt the answer because if it doesn't agree with your talking point, you don't want your listener to hear it.
That's not true. They're listening to you right now.
So what
we have listened to you.
Start over.
Start over with what?
What is your question?
According to your logic, everything would be just hunky-dory, just fine, if the rest of the country established the same kind of control that Pennsylvania has. Basically, what you're saying is, to hell with the consumers. We don't care what they want. We only care what we want. The union guys.
17. I do not have the list in front of me count, but I can get it up in a minute. There are 17 states that have varying types of control over the retail sales and or wholesale sales of alcohol. Of those 17 states, every one of them has better statistics on drunk driving, minors binge drinking, minors getting alcohol in their hands, and on the money issues, every one of them takes more money in for the taxpayers off of liquor sales, hard liquor, wine and spirit sales, than every state that's non-controlled. Everyone. There's not one exception.
Well, then that says we're being taxed too much.
Well, you can call it what you want, but if you turn it over to private
Well, somebody's got to pay those big salaries that you guys get.
Retail companies who are in it for a profit, and the losers are going to be the taxpayers who have to
make
a tax increase.
Then why is it that so many people
in Washington State, where they have
just keep talking.
Government-run retail
I'm just going to sit here.
The voters
can't get a word in edgewise.
Had a ballot initiative.
I don't care about.
And they decided by a majority to not turn it over to private enterprise.
This is unbelievable.
For the reasons I just said.
All right. See, you kept talking. You know, if you do the filibuster, I know you've learned this well, but this all just keeps telling me that you guys are really concerned because somebody's got to pay these big salaries. No wonder the liquor system in this state is so expensive. No wonder so much tax money's coming in. But I think more tax money would come in, Wendell. I really do. Now, I need to take a break. You can stick around if you want. Okay, that's up to you. Wendell Young on the line, president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1776. Yes, they represent the liquor store clerks. I'd love to get your calls in here. For or against, questions for Wendell, comments 412-353-1254 or Dollar Bank is the next. It's good at kdkaradio.com. And we're talking about the liquor system. Momentum builds for trying again to sell states liquor stores. And the union representing the clerks, the liquor store clerks, who would stand to lose jobs, as you can imagine, is not real happy about the prospect of this. The president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1776, Wendell Young, on the line with us, and he's agreed to stick around, take some calls, and Dollar Bank Instant Access messages. So let's start with Dennis in the South Hills. Go ahead, Dennis.
Good afternoon, guys. I got a couple questions. You still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay. How do they come up with a number of 700 liquor stores? Don't we have like 350 congressmen? 700 stores doesn't seem like enough stores to service the people of Pennsylvania.
I don't think so either, frankly. But that's what's in the legislation. I think we just talked about that earlier, right, Wendell?
That's what Terzai's legislation calls for, 750 retail outlets and
100 wholesale.
100 wholesale outlets.
Right.
However, and I think this might clear up a little confusion on you could say on my part, I do hear, and it's whispered down the lane, but I do hear that Terzai is redrafting legislation, doesn't believe the one he put out last year is the best way to go about it. And under that, rumor has it, it is rumor, that the state would maintain control of the wholesale.
Oh!
I suspect the reason why is they know they have a money problem here.
Whoa! Wait, how do you know this? Because he hasn't told me that.
I told you.
Wait a minute, I don't know whose phone is crapping out on us here.
Why don't
but
you bring him back next week, Mike, and we can talk together.
Okay. I'll see if he can
invite him back.
I'll see if he can do that. You want to go one on one?
So to answer the gentleman's question, what my opinion is, and it's my opinion based on what other states have already gone through, whether they remained private, remained retail control. There is a lot of evidence out there, and you can choose to ignore it or not. That the more retail outlets you have for hard wine and spirits, the more fatalities you have due to drunk driving, the easier it is to get in the hands of minors. And the information is very obvious and very clear. There's a direct correlation to the amount of outlets. There's also a problem that the more outlets you open, the less the licenses are worth. Therefore, the more competition there is in the marketplace, the less money anybody's willing to pay for
that. That I would buy, but the fact is that just last week we were talking about the fact that drunk driving deaths have been declining across the country. So that argument doesn't wash.
Well,
you always use that.
That doesn't change. It can be declining across the board, but comparative, when what you really got to look at is not whether the overall line has gone down. It's proportionate to the sales in Pennsylvania versus other states.
Well, that's because it's not available most of the time. In your mind, that if it's not available, then people aren't going to drink, right? And they're not going to drive. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
It's not my mind. It's in the opinion of those, actually, the research that people have done on this issue.
So basically,
research by Independence, Mike.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, stop the filibustering.
And published.
Stop
the
filibustering here, okay? I got to tell you something, Wendell. You're not going to like this one little bit. Probably the truth about the value of the licenses is somewhere in the middle. Maybe it's not worth $2 billion, but it's not worth as little as you're talking about, number one. Number two, if Terzai is, in fact, going to redraft this and have the state in control of the wholesale business, then what the hell are we even talking about? Why are we doing that?
I have a suggestion for you, Mike.
Okay, wait. Hold on. But I got to tell you this. You keep talking about the tax money being brought. We bring in so much more tax money than other states. Well, then we're taxed too much, Wendell. It's just that pure. And why? Because we have to pay for these high-priced clerk jobs that are being paid at a higher rate than they're really worth, quite frankly. And I think your people are great. I never have a problem with them. It's nothing personal, but they're overpaid.
Well,
now,
Mike, there's nothing high-priced about anybody that works in a Pennsylvania retail.
What's your average wage?
Average is about $14.50 to $15.
And what's the average wage at Target?
Well, Target
or Walmart or
in front of Target testified in front of Rob Wunderling's committee in the Senate, the last water boy for privatization, that their employees 70% were full time and earned $15 or more an hour. Now I think they lied, but that was their testimony.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I'm sure.
Well, what was the point of that?
Pardon me?
What was the point of that, trying to say that they're actually paid more than liquor?
Well, if I believe what those who want to privatize say, there's not that much of a difference, so it's a non-issue.
Well, no, there is a difference because the benefits that are paid and the pensions and so forth are being paid are much higher.
They
but
testified
I can,
that the
Wendell,
employees they referred to received a generous
right.
health care and pension
Wendell,
plan.
I can understand that you're trying to save the jobs you remember. I get that. I'll concede that to you, okay? But what I don't
so
care
I
how much tax money you're bringing in.
Retailers.
I don't
can
care
I
what
that?
The value of the licenses are. You, the state of Pennsylvania, should not be in the liquor business, period.
So I'll concede to you that our members in the wine and spirit shops make more money than people at Target and Walmart, and I'm proud of that because I don't
I'm
think
sure you are.
Should be in a race to the bottom to keep everybody in the poverty cycle. Now, having said that, let's talk about the costs that aren't in the system while they're providing a decent job that nobody's getting rich on. In states that aren't controlled, the largest print advertising dollar is wine and spirits by the retailers who sell it. and that all ends up in the cost of the product. So you may be you may have one cost there now, but there's other costs that aren't there now. And the retailers right now, and retailers in other states have to deal with wholesalers and producers and providers. In Pennsylvania, the entire industry has one source of contact, the state of Pennsylvania. A huge reduction of overhead. So in a
I'd like to see more advertising
in Pennsylvania. We have a very efficient model here.
All right, Wendell. Dennis, did we answer your question there? And we, Dennis?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have one other question? You said you had 2 points.
Well, I think that wouldn't it be sort of a wash if the state was regulating the way they were supposed to be and not in the retail business?
Right.
And taxed it at a level that at a minimum it could be a wash.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I feel, because I don't think the state should be in this business. Adam in Mount Lebanon, you're on KDKA.
Don't I get the comment too, Mike?
Well, yeah, but I want to take some calls here because you filibuster all the time.
Fast. I don't think it's a wash because it's a little hard for the retailers to pay for licenses and squeeze out a profit while providing the same level of income revenue back to the state without significantly raising the cost of the product. You can't have it both ways.
Adam in Mount Lebanon.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Go ahead.
I don't drink, okay? But I follow, ever since Bob Logue with the property tax, I follow all this stuff. But here's the thing. Now, I did it on the Internet months ago, because at the end of June is the end of the fiscal year for liquor stores. They turned in $460 million profit into the treasurer.
Why should they be making a profit?
Because they got 4,000.
That's partly tax money, sir. That's not profit. The profit is about $90 million. So
that's not true either.
Yes, it is. Terzai laid all those figures out, and they've been shown by the
Terzai's
Commonwealth Foundation and others. Come on.
Already.
What?
Terzai's already wrong on a lot.
You know, according to you, everything that comes out of Terzai's mouth is a lie, and everything that comes out of your mouth is the truth.
Last year was $536,278.
$90 million profit.
Over $100 million.
And I think,
and this year likely to be in the area of $120-$125 million.
Why should the LCB be making a profit at all? If it's a government run business, why should it be making a profit at all?
Here's a
you collect the taxes, regulate, sell, and that's it.
A business that pays 100% of its overhead, including employees, salaries, cost of administration, all overhead with no debt, turns over 100% tax collection to the benefit of the taxpayers, and still makes a profit so the taxpayers don't have to pay more in taxes. What's wrong with that? It's working for all Pennsylvanians, not a few who have a selfish vested interest.
Bill, in Freedom, question.
That's not a question, and I'm not a fan of the system. But that gentleman that just spoke to you is entirely correct. I've been in the business for quite a while, and
you've been in what business?
In the malt beverage business. But if you take a look on the internet and compare excise tax and sales tax to the state of Pennsylvania versus most of the other states, were significantly less. Quite frankly, in the further south you move, the higher the taxes. And he is entirely correct in saying that the profit of the Liquor Control Board does not include the taxes, the excise tax and the sales tax. And that's a statement.
Well, that's what I said.
Well, that it's not a part of it. And he's entitled.
Yeah, but they always lump the numbers together and they say, "Oh, we made such a huge profit," but that's not true.
That is
true.
That's
not true either.
Sorry, you're incorrect, sir. You better
look at
the numbers. The numbers are readily available. You are in.
All right, everybody, stop talking here. Everybody's talking at once. I can't hear a word either of you are saying. And besides that, I need to take a time out here. When I come back, what we're going to do is take some Dollar Bank Instant Access messages. Wendell, you're going to stick around. Is that right?
Absolutely.
All right, that's fine. See, bottom line, Wendell, is I don't even care what the numbers are. I know that'll really freak you out, but I don't care. Government doesn't belong in this business.
Doesn't freak me out that you don't care, but I think it freaks out taxpayers the idea that they should pay more in taxes so the private companies can make more.
No, I'm not saying they should pay more in taxes.
That freaks out Pennsylvania taxpayers.
Nobody's saying they should be paying more in taxes.
They'll have to.
How?
Numbers don't add up. There's no foundation for Terzai's numbers.
They're not going to raise taxes.
The gentleman that just spoke is right. There's not one state that has gotten rid of or doesn't have retail control that brings in anywhere near the revenue, and Pennsylvania won't be any different, and Pennsylvania taxpayers will have to pay more taxes as a consequence.
Why?
And I think if you
why would they pay more taxes as a consequence?
Run you out of town on a rail for suggesting.
Why would we have to pay more taxes as a consequence? Explain
because
that.
The state will lose the money to the private sector.
They'll lose what money to the private sector?
The current tax revenue.
No, they're not going to lose the tax revenue. The taxes will still be collected.
No, not under Terzai's bill.
Oh, you know what? You're getting ridiculous now.
It's a gallonage formula that will not generate the same revenue. He knows it. Everybody who looks at this knows it.
If you have more outlets, you will actually collect more tax money. If you have more sales, you will collect more tax money, not less.
If you have more outlets, you will have more competition, and you will not have the same pricing system. So if you do it on gallonage, your cost per gallon will go down, and your tax rate will go down more, unless you raise the tax rate. But we have a governor that says he's not going to raise the tax rate, that he's not going to raise taxes or implement new taxes. You can't have it both ways, Mike. You can't flood the marketplace with more outlets and expect to raise more money.
All right, we're going to take a time out here. We've got the Dollar Bank Instant Access messages. Also, the phone lines open for your questions or comments for Wendell Young of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1776. He's the president. Yes, that union represents the LCB clerks on KDKA.
He's Pittsburgh's talker. Mike Pintech. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Yeah, we're talking about the liquor system and whether the state should get out of the liquor business. Momentum building to try to, again, sell the state liquor system. Of course, the union representing the liquor clerks are not going to be happy about that. Wendell Young is the president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1776, and he's been with us throughout the hour up to this point. And he's still with us, and we're going to take a couple of Dollar Bank Instant Accesses here. Here's Hater Janet writing, I rarely listen to KDKA, and today's show reminds me why I don't. Why do the hosts not let the guests speak? Why do they accuse the guests of lying if their opinion does not agree with the host's opinion? Wendell, let's be honest. Did I accuse you even once of lying?
No, Mike, but you do tend to cut people off who don't like what you that don't agree with you.
But you cut me off, Wendell. Well, you start talking over me.
We're a good match. We should do the show more often.
Well, you see, you just did it.
Hey, Mike,
jeez.
Can I bring you back to some facts, though? I have a challenge for you.
Okay.
Using any of the border states around us.
Okay.
Tell me a non-control state. That's a state that doesn't have retail. Because you say more consumption will drive more revenue. So pick any one you want. And I have all the stats in front of me as reported by the states themselves.
Well,
pick a state.
I don't have the stats in front.
One. Let's do New Jersey since that's the border closest to me. And
okay.
The numbers are pretty much the same.
And what are we analyzing again?
So here's New Jersey, right? The per capita consumption of ethanol is 0.87. That's 0.87 gallons per person annually, right?
Okay.
The total revenue is little over 78 million, and the revenue back to the state per gallon is $14.29. Now, that revenue includes taxes and license fees, right? Your argument is with more license locations, they'll generate more revenue. Now, let's look at Pennsylvania. We do consume less, 0.55 per capita of ethanol per person aged 15 or older, so it's even across all categories comparison. Although our revenue is almost $290 million, total revenue in the state, and our per gallon revenue is 53.40.
So that's
of New Jersey.
But wait a minute.
By the way,
that tells me our taxes are too high.
Look at Maryland. You can look at
Wendell,
every border
Wendell,
state that's non-control.
Take a breath. Wendell.
Yes.
That just tells me our taxes here are too high. And the prices are too high because you guys are raking in the profit.
No, the state's raking in the profit.
Yeah, well, that's my point. So the prices and the taxes are too high here.
So for the what you're suggesting then, because you're philosophically opposed to the current system, so what you're suggesting, let's get it clear for the reason.
Well, I'm also in favor of more of more
in favor of is
options.
Privatization. You're in favor of privatization,
yes.
Even if it means that all Pennsylvanians will have to pay more taxes.
Well, you're making that assumption here because you are assuming that they're going to continue spending that money. I say cut spending. It's the wrong question that you're asking.
Well, but the fact is that in other states where it's not controlled, there's other overhead issues, including advertising, distribution issues, that are less efficient than what happens in Pennsylvania.
Well, I'm in favor of a lot of advertising.
When other states have gone to private systems and provinces in Canada and other countries in Europe, that the cost of overhead in the private sector is more than what the government-run system has.
Okay.
This is an example. I know this is hard for some people to believe. But this is an example of where government works well.
Wendell, this is what I'm talking. You do these filibusters here, and then if I interrupt you, I'm somehow the bad guy.
Because
here's Hater Dave. Hater Dave says, Mike, as usual, if you don't agree with a guest, you just interrupt him and talk over him. That is so patently false, Hater Dave. But thank you for your thing anyway. The fact is that Wendell interrupts me too and keeps talking. You know what? Let's have a show of hands. Should we invite Mike Terzai, Representative Terzai, and Wendell back together? Show of hands.
My hands up.
Yes, it's unanimous. All right, I'm going to see if we can work that out for the very near future. How's that?
I would look forward to it.
Okay, great. And maybe we could get you both in the studio. And
I would love to take a trip to Pittsburgh just for that.
Yeah, that way we could, you know, face to face, and I'll just throw something at you if I want to say something.
You guys will have to give me a little more heads up than a couple hours.
Well, I know. I mean, we would do that. All right. Wendell, it was nice talking with you.
You too. Am I done?
Yeah, you're done.
Everybody, have a great holiday, and our folks are glad to serve you at the local wine and spirit shop.
All right, Wendell, thank you. Wendell Young, President of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1776.